Manuscript Releases, Volume 15, Numbers 1136 to 1185. M.R. Number 1139. To be no controversies at camp meeting. Hold camp meeting near site of previous year's meeting. Written February 13, 1901, from Crystal Springs, St. Helena, California, to brother and sister Star and mother Cicely.
I can write you only a few lines. I thank you for your letter. I was very glad to hear the good news of your camp meeting and to know that interest is still shown. I am glad that the door is not closed by any discussions or controversy. Then there is no taking sides. Those who place themselves on the wrong side seldom change to the right side. Therefore, there should be no controversies at our camp meetings. We are to use the strength of our words and influence to advance the truth in clear, straight lines, receiving and imparting light. As the leaven of the precious truth is introduced, it silently diffuses itself, imparting its own properties and tendencies until the whole lump is leavened. Satan's evil leaven of unbelief will often be introduced to prevent the work of reformation going on. But nevertheless, the vital current of truth must constantly flow forth and impress minds. New territories must be entered, and the closer these territories are to one another, the better can they be cared for. As fields near together are worked, the small companies raised up gain strength from association with one another. It is not always best, when arranging for a camp meeting, to hold it a long way from where the camp meeting was held the year before. If it held near, those who were not converted at the previous meeting may be at this. I am sure that revival efforts are just what is needed to bind off the work. And in every place where souls are brought unto the truth, a place of worship should be prepared for them as soon as possible. I must now stop. I am not fit to write. Remember, when you see mistakes, that Sister White can hardly hold the pen in her fingers sometimes. I write because I desire the chain of communication to be kept unbroken, and to let you know that we feel an interest in you and your work. May the Lord help you and bless you as a family, and guide you, is my most earnest prayer. May He strengthen and bless you, and give you the precious sunlight of His countenance. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 2, 1985. Entire letter.